Hello, welcome back to No Filter Podcast. I'm Brittany. I feel like we should say our names when we started now. Because, no, like, it could be people listening, they don't even know who the fuck we are.
Wait, you say your name every podcast, and then you say...
No. Well, that's what I was doing business of the week. I haven't done them in the past couple episodes.
Okay, but you say your name all the time.
I say Brittany all the time?
Yeah.
But do you say your name all the time?
No, because you say...
They probably think your name is Bae.
But you say, like, my name. Like, you say is...
Well, I didn't say it this time. Oh, what did you say your name was?
Go ahead and just...
Just say... Okay, let's start over. Welcome back to No Filter Podcast. This is Brittany. Oh, and Antoine's here also.
See, that's what you always do.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I'll start doing that. I guess I gotta talk for you.
That'll be nice. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You know, I'll let you slide since I know you've been going through a lot.
That wasn't even the time to insert a joke.
Okay. Welcome back. So we're going to talk about a few things this week. It's been a rough week.
Yeah, yeah. For
the few of us. R.I.P. Kobe Bryant. Very strange to say that, to say the least. We'll start with you because Antoine literally was like a diehard Kobe fan. Well, is a diehard Kobe fan. He tried to name Jordan, who is our youngest daughter. He tried to name her Kobe.
Yeah, but you end up naming her Jordan, so I don't understand.
I mean... I guess it would have been nice, but Kobe, I just didn't see that as a girl name.
Kobe is a girl name. I know somebody named. I actually know like two girls named Kobe.
Oh. I mean, I guess. For anybody who's having kids, a girl, there's a girl name for you. yeah, so we'll start with you. Favorite Kobe moment. Go.
It's not like a moment. Like, it's just like... Like, when I started, you know, when you were a boy or something, or you going of age and you start being more interested in sports. Like, that was, like, my, like, 2000 NBA playoffs, I think. Yeah, that's playing the Pacers. And just watching, like, him being on point and, like, dedication to, like, the game at that point. Mm. And that was when, like, I didn't really understand, like, shit. Like, I was just watching basketball at the point. But, like, the thing that touched me was, like, just further just watching, like, I said, 2000 is 2020. Like, so I've been basically watching since I've been, like, 11, 12 years old. Like, like watching Kobe play, like, that was, like, the, you know, like, NBA time, like, watching Lakers play. Then living in Ohio, like, you don't, it's the Lakers, so they get a lot of nationally televised games, but you don't see a lot. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, you're not going to see the Lakers play a lot. So, like, that was, like, my shit, like, seeing the Lakers play. And then, like, the next year when they played the Sixers for the finals, like, it was, like, a toss-up. Like, Allen Iverson and Kobe Bryant was, like, my favorite players. Like, like, so, like, seeing them go ahead and hit in the finals was, like, because it was, like, you couldn't get, it really wasn't the edge. Even though the Lakers won, I think Philly only won, like, one game out of the series. But, like, it was just, like, a dog fight through the end. But the thing that, like, I don't know, made me just admire him, period, was, like, just a, like, father figure and, like, like, that. I don't know. That was just different. Like, I appreciated it more, like, later in life. Like, me being a dad myself, like, it's this little shit, like, you remember, like, he would say, like, he didn't miss certain stuff. Like, he would, like, I watched one interview to where, like, he would, like, I don't know the exact cities, but say, like, how, like, he would play in Miami. His daughter's birthday, he would fly back on a private jet to L.A. So he wouldn't miss his daughter's birthday, and then he'd be back in Miami in, like, Milwaukee or some shit that same night.
Hmm.
Just little shit. And then, like, after he so much dedication he put in the game of basketball. Like, after he retired, he put that in his family life.
Yeah.
Like, so that was the thing that hit me. Like, when I heard he died, like, the thing that hit me was, like, how's his kids going?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and how much I like watching basketball and like watching him play. That was the last thing I thought about when I heard Kobe died.
That's what I thought about, too. That's the first thing I thought about when I saw it. I was like, damn, his kids and his wife. Like, that's the first thing I thought of. And, like, honestly, I'm not a huge basketball fan or whatever. But, I was never really a big Kobe fan. But, like you said, I kind of started paying a little bit more attention to him once he retired. And he was, like, a family man. And then, like, you know, even then, back when he did play and I saw little pieces of the games, I would always like that when he got his rings, he always bought the kids out and his wife. So that was, like, the first thing I thought of. Another thing I thought of, which I already said to you, was that he actually got a chance to get his flowers while he was here. Like, once he retired, they had, like, tributes and things like that when he retired. So he kind of got to see that love that, I mean, obviously it's more intense now, but he actually got to see, you know, the fans showing him love when he retired. And
it's not even that. It's the love the other players have for him. Like,
well, yeah. Even then, too. Even when he retired, I know I saw Dwayne Wade, you know, giving him a shout out.
It's not even that. Like, I mean, I don't mean to cut you off, but it's like the, like, up-and-coming players. Like, it was, even, like, when he was playing, like, players would want to work out with him and train with him. Like, and he put that effort to work out with people that he, you know, like, you didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't have to do that. Like, and then, like, one of the things, like, somebody asked him, like, what's the future player growing up? Like, who do you think is, like, more like you or got your mentality? And the one thing he said it was Kyrie. Him and Kyrie Irving was, like, real cool. And, like, he worked out with Kyrie. And he said after they won the championship, Cleveland won their first championship, like, he got a call, like, it was a FaceTime call, and he was like, what the fuck? Like, he don't like people FaceTiming him, like, what the fuck? Just call me. And then he don't even know it, but he seen it was Kyrie, so he, like, picked up the phone, and, like, Kyrie was praising him, like, in the locker room after they won the championship, like, what you told me to do worked, like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's before you die, like, that's when you was helping people out, like, just the type of stuff like that, like, the respect people have for him. And, like, he didn't have to do certain stuff he did. Like, he could have just, you know, went out and just said, okay, I'm done with everything. But if somebody asked him for his help, like, he went and helped him. And still had time to be the dad and husband he was.
Yeah, so we just want to talk a little bit about that. We just watched the Laker game, the first Laker game since the news dropped, and they did, like, a tribute, and it was really nice. So I just like how everybody's honoring him and his daughter and the other people that were on the helicopter, too. So RIP to all those people, and just, I'm just glad that he got at least some of his flowers while he was here.
Not really. I mean, I think everybody did. Like, he knew how much he was respected, how much people appreciated him.
I know. That's why I said I'm glad he got his flowers while he was here. He knew how much he respected. It wasn't just because he died. Anyways, so moving on. I wanted to talk about something I heard on the radio today. Switching gears. What is you making that face for?
No, go ahead.
No, what are you making that face for?
Because first of all, you rolling your eyes and getting smart and shit. Like,
I'm not rolling my eyes and getting smart. Because every time I said, because, okay, I get it. You love Kobe or whatever. But every time I say something, you just, oh, it's not even that.
First of all, can we not think about you right now and just, like,
shut the fuck up. Anyways, because I try to let you have your little moment, but you sitting up here getting smart with me.
I never got smart with you.
Yeah, okay, yes, you was.
No, I didn't.
Anybody who's listening, to the
next subject.
Anybody who's listening, if Antoine was getting smart with me,
you can go to the next subject though. We can go on. You can go ahead and skip.
Inbox the Instagram page and say, yeah, he was fucking getting smart with you.
Or if they want to say she's over exaggerating like normal, then go ahead and inbox
don't put that.
Let her know that too.
Don't put that. Anyways.
Anyways.
Okay, so on Love & Hip Hop New York, Jim Jones and Chrissy is back. So Chrissy basically, you know who though, Jim Jones from the Dipset and his girlfriend.
I know Dipset.
Okay. So his longtime girlfriend. Now I can't remember if they got engaged. I know they got engaged, but I think she proposed to him on the show, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't remember because I didn't really fuck with the other show.
Yeah, it was so it was when it was first when Love & Hip Hop first came out. So it was like 10, like they said, 10 years ago. I want to say she proposed to him, but he wasn't really trying to get married. So basically now, I guess the conversation came up on the show and she basically was like, you know, I don't really care if we get married or not. Cause like when they first was with it, she was like pressing it. And because at that point they had been together for like
ain't that been the storyline since they've been on Love & Hip Hop?
Yeah, but they had been together for like 10 years when they first started, or something like that. I don't know the exact amount. How long they've been together? Time. It was a long time. They've been together for a long time. But she basically on the show now, she said she didn't really care. She said she didn't really care to get married now because she said, "What is marriage gonna do for them? Because they're so." Strong the way they are now, what is marriage going to change or what is marriage going to do? It's not going to make anything better because they're already 100%. So that's basically what she was saying. I just wanted to talk about do you feel like people that have been in relationships for a long time should get married? Like, what do you feel about that?
I mean, it's all in that person. It's all in those people. Like, some people like that label.
Yeah.
Some people just want to say that label, oh, I'm married. Like, even though label probably don't even mean shit, because there's a lot of people that got that label that it's just a label, and each husband and wife got so many skeletons in their closet that the label is just a label. You know what I'm saying? Like, the label make them feel good, they husband and wife, but they both got so much dirt on their back end. Like, the label is covering up their back, their dirt. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, in front of, excuse me, shit, I burped. But anyway, in front of the world, oh, they married, they happy. But in front of them, they just covering that up. That's their label, but they ain't doing so much dirt on the side.
Let me tell you what, you know I be watching Fraternity Court all the time.
What do I got to do?
Well, listen.
What does Fraternity Court got to do?
I'm going to tell you. So, I watch Fraternity Court all the goddamn time. And usually... It's, well, not usually. A lot of times, it's always a woman on there saying that a guy is the father and a guy has a wife. You will not believe how many times they get on there and the wives on there be like, you know, either the wives will be like, you know, I don't have to explain nothing to you. I'm a wife. You a side bitch. Or I've seen one where the husband basically was... And they always are, almost always are always still sleeping together. And the husband will always, the husband will always be like super disrespectful to his wife. Like, so, to me, that seems like in those instances, it's like people just being married just to say they married. Like, I remember this one in particular, it was a guy, he had like four or five kids with this one lady, and then he was there to see if like the fifth baby was his, and he was there with his wife, and the lady kept saying, the wife kept saying, you know, I'm his wife, I'm the wife, and the baby mom was like, I could have been Mrs. such and such 3 times, he proposed to me 3 times, I could have been Mrs. such and such, and it just baffled me because, like, in those type of cases, it seems like they just throw it around. Yeah, it's like he kind of got married to his wife just to prove something to the baby mom, but then he's still sleeping with the baby mom. You know, like, I agree with you. Like, it does depend on those people. And people do it for different reasons. Like, when I was listening to the radio today.
Let's focus on real life. Like, what was your decision on me? Like, well, you know, when I proposed to you.
Well, I was going to ask you that.
Why did you say yes to the proposal? And then when it was time to actually get married, like, why? What made you go forth with it?
Well, I think you talked about this before, but one, I felt, for me, marriage was a big thing. It was important to me. And one, I felt it was important, and this is just me personally, because of the commitment. And I felt like we have such a strong bond and a strong connection. That's what I wanted. You know, I wanted to get married to you. And honestly, I'm going to tell you, before you proposed to me, even when I was, like, younger, I always said I wasn't going to get married. But, like, that was because I never felt like I had the connection that we have. And I feel like, one, it's like we friends. Like, we are enemies. We are husband and wife. We're lovers. Like, it's all, I get all the emotions in one. And the one thing that somebody said to me was, marry the person that you, not the person that you can live with, but the person you can't live without. And I always had that in my head, because, like, I feel like I can't live without you. So why not be, not why not be, but because,
yeah, I get what you mean.
You know, be married, you know? Marriage is a big thing for me. But, like, some people always see it as, like, oh, it's just a piece of paper.
Not even that. People see, like, okay, they get married and then think everything else is going to fall into place.
Mm-hmm.
From what, how, what you told me is, like, you was like, everything fell into place. And then, you know, you feel like marriage, that was the final, the be all. Because, like, everything else was already in place. So it was like, yeah, that's, like, the last final step to complete everything.
Yeah. And, like, and it's not, that's just me personally. But even if I see people that's been together for a long time and they're not married, if that's not for them, that's not for them. Or even, like, what we talked about. We had our podcast I don't even know when it was, but it was, does marriage equal success? When we talked about that, how I was saying, like, if you don't want to get married, don't get married. It's up to that person. Because I was about to say something before you asked me that shit.
My bad.
It's okay.
I mean, honestly, we want to keep on the conversation. Like, me, the reason I proposed was because, at the end of, it was loyalty, for real, because it was like, it was certain situations to where, like, you didn't have to do what you did, or you didn't have to stand by me, and you still did, even though, like, I wasn't 100% like the best person at that point. And then, like, that loyalty made me, like, want to be as loyal to you as you was to me. And then, like, it just made, like, the love and the bond even more than what it was. Because, like, it didn't, like, I didn't want to disappoint you. But then again, it's like, how in the hell can I look at you in the eye, like, when you have been, like, the type of loyal person to me, and, like, me, I haven't been putting forth that same effort. And then, like, once I proposed, it was like, when I proposed, I felt like we was both there. Like, we was both at that same point to where, okay, like, we both as loyal to each other, and we both as committed to each other as the other person. Like, you my best friend, and it's like, it's not, I don't want to say why not, but it's like, that was the only thing left. And then that's what, I mean, that's what happened. We got married, what, September 8th, 2018?
What do you mean, what, September 8th? Did you fucking forgot?
Yeah, because I was about to say 18.
I forget all the time, too. I ain't going for it. But some people, Some people don't see it like that. You won't believe a lot of people like, oh, that's just a piece of paper. Oh, that's not going to strengthen our bond. And like some people, but it's okay. And I agree.
I thought that at a point.
Yeah. I did too. Because really like people are making, when I was listening to the radio, they sit up here talking about some, well, marriage ain't nothing but a contract, you know. And
legally it is.
Yeah. Man. It's a legal binding.
Yeah, legally it is, but if you're going into it for the legal reasons, then why are you doing it?
And honestly, I feel like a lot of like people who do sit up here and say, especially women, because you know women hold more of that emotion than men with when it comes to like marriage.
I don't think so.
I mean, as far as like when they get proposed to, you know, they crying and they happy about it.
I think women show the more physical.
Well, yeah, emotion. That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Right. A lot of women that sit up here, I mean, not a lot of women, the women that do say, oh, I don't want to get married, you know, that's not going to do nothing for us, that's not going to do nothing for us. But if somebody was to propose to them, or the guy that they wanted to, of course, they're going to be like, hell no, you know, what's that going to do for us? Like, you know, they're going to exactly. be happy as hell, you know what I mean? I don't know. Seriously, because you know that probably was loud as hell in the mic.
I didn't know that was loud. My bad.
Anyways, how do you? Oh, another point that somebody made was well, what's the point? Because marriage ain't what it used to be. Because now, you know, you get divorced. It's like what's
divorced
the
divorced or whatever.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm just saying. Not now, but people get married and go through all that and then get divorced in 2 years. Or they'll get married just so they can say, oh, I'm married, then get divorced in 2 years. Or how many ever, like a divorce in a short ass time.
I mean, divorce ain't got nothing to do with now or the time frame. It's like you could have got divorced 50 years ago. Like if you got married 50 years ago.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm just saying. But
like at that time period, it was... So it was more of the shame in society, so you mm-hmm. didn't get divorced. So you had toxic people staying together, having more kids and shit, making kids toxic. I think now we at a point in life to where if it don't work, you gon' get rid of it. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And that's kind of a good thing, because honestly, that's a lot of reason why our parents and older generations is fucked up, because like their parents would get married. And they were so shunned upon and toxic to get divorced mm-hmm. to where they stayed together in such a toxic relationship and passed that on to their kids. Yeah. And now I think a lot of times in our generation now, it's a lot of fucked up kids in our generation because mm-hmm. they still carried on that lineage to like a third generation. But then it's like people like us to where like it took a break and it changed during that. Of it, like it didn't carry on again. It may carry on a second time, but it didn't carry on a third time. And then we not gonna carry that on to our kids because they see something completely different than what we seen and our parents seen going forward.
It's weird because like I be thinking of my kids being able to grow up in a two-parent home. Because that's never been my reality. Never. And, like, I never even had two parents. Like, I've always just had my mom. Like, even now, I've never met my dad. Even though I know where he is. I see him on Facebook. But I still never met him. And I'm about to be 31. And that's fine. But it's just how, like... excuse me. I want to see it from my kids' point of view. Because, you know, I've had friends who grew up in a two-parent home and stuff. And I've always wanted to be like, how is it to have two parents? You know, like, but I never wanted to ask that, you know? Like, how is it to have a dad? Or how is it to grow up with two parents in the home?
It's different, though. Because, like, I never grew up with both my parents in
right.
the home.
Right, right, right.
But I always had my dad.
Yeah.
So it's like... I mean, if you ask me today, but I won't would I want to grow up with my mom and my dad together? I would say hell no. Like, no. Because that's just
awkward. Because that would have been messed up.
Awkward and strange. Like, no, no. But then again, it's like, I grew up with both my parents together. Like, they, at the end of the day, they still are, like, friends to a point. Mm-hmm. Like, they still friends, they still get along. And so it's like...
But that's a whole nother episode. That's a co-parent episode.
Yeah, that is. Because honestly, I've never... Me growing up, the co-parent situation, like, I never understood it, even though I was probably the best product of a co-parent situation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because I didn't know nothing else. Like, so her stuff people said, like, about, you know, like, mom's not letting dad see their kids, or dad's not wanting to be bothered, or it's a bad communication between such and such. Like, I never noticed that as me growing up. Like, I'm thinking, like, oh, this is how it's supposed to be if your parents not together. Like, I never knew that, like, it was a completely different turn. Like, it's people that grew up like that that was like, I still can't even explain it now. Yeah. Like, I can't even explain it now because it's something I never went through.
Mm-hmm. Yep, or, like, kids growing up thinking that, like, I grew up thinking... I can't even remember when I found out people had dads that lived with them. Because, okay, with my situation, I had a sister who had a dad that was, she was, my mom was co-parenting with her dad. He was always around. Like, he was always around. And even... I always wanted something like that. Like, once I got old enough to realize, I'm like, oh, she get to leave every weekend with her dad. And, you know, it was just like, you know, wow, like, where's my dad? Like, I used to think about that. And, like, I don't know. Like, I never really thought about people that had dads that lived with them. But, I'll be thought about when I realized that. But, yeah, like, when my kids get older, I want to ask them.
Like, you want to ask them what?
How does it feel to have grown up with, like, two parents
but then,
married in a home?
That's exactly the point. Like, they won't know because, like, they, like our kids
what
know.
What do you
like,
mean?
That's,
the fuck do you mean?
Yeah, what you mean? Like, that's normal. But yeah. Then again, like I have a child that's not, you know what I'm saying, that
me. Yeah.
I would basically, like, grown up almost the same way as me. As I did.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it's like I'm not, like, absent. Like, I'm around. Mm-hmm. We communicate all the time.
So, like you said, he grew up, he probably don't even know what it means either. Because, like you said, you was a good product of co-parenting. And he probably gonna be the same way.
Basically.
So.
And it's like, even now, it's like the same thing. Like, you know, like, with my child, it's like, it's probably looking like I could never imagine my parents being together. Like,
oh, God.
You know, that's like with mine. Like, when my parents, like, I can never imagine them. Like, if, no, like, that's disgusting. But then again, it's like, at the end of the day, like, I can give props to where it's due to where, like, certain situations we can, you know, work together.
Mm-hmm.
To get an understanding in certain situations to where, like, okay, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's good, though. But, anyways, back to the marriage talk. A lot of people feel like they don't even want to get married, or people, another thing is people be put age limits on it.
Not even the age limit. It's a, marriage is a label now. Like, that's all people care about.
Yes,
label.
Marriage is a trend.
People want to show it off. Just like how,
because I feel like that's the only reason Jim Jones say he wanted to get married now, because it's a trend. I'm not playing. Because you see, what's his name?
Not even that. Like, what you said, like how I say, like, the same thing with, like, baby showers and gender reveal. What the fuck is a gender reveal?
Oh, my God.
Like, that's why people want to, they want to show that shit on social media. That's why people
want to. Well, yeah, that's, yeah, I say that all the time. Probably almost every episode, I talk about social media. Because social media ties into almost everything now, just because of people trying to make something look a certain way. And that, like you said, marriage. But that's what I was going to say earlier. When I was listening to the radio, somebody said that they only reason they got married is because their dad was sick and he had Alzheimer's, and they wanted to get married before so he could remember. So he could remember, you know, walking him down the aisle or, you know, doing that.
That's even stupid in itself.
How?
Because
I think it's sweet.
I see where it can be sweet, but it doesn't make sense because you sacrificing your happiness to make somebody else happy.
Well, I mean, she didn't say she wasn't happy, but
that's the reason you got married. Yeah. You rushed it because you wanted your parents to see you married and see you walk down the aisle. But even though you're not ready for that. Like
some people do that too.
I understand, like, he was sick and he was going through a situation, but you want him, you making him happy for the last 2 or 3 years, he won't even remember. Mm-hmm. But you gotta live with this for the rest of your life.
I don't know if you remember, we went to school with some people whose parents were super religious, and the women that they had babies with, they made them get married to the people. Okay. And it completely backfired. And one of them did. The other one actually was okay.
I don't remember completely. I think I might know what you're talking about.
Yeah. 100%. I just remember them getting married. It was like right when they found out that they had got the person pregnant. Their parents was like, well, you got to get married. Because they couldn't. Their parents were so religious that they was like, you can't have a baby out of wedlock. So they made them get married. And then it was like, they were young too. They was like, I think 21 or 20, like at my age. That's like, and people do that all the time. That's another like reason why people sit up here and get married. And
that's what I don't like too. Because I know people that was like, was super religious and married. And they was like, not technically separated. But they was like basically not even with their husband at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And had end up in a completely different relationship with somebody else and had a kid. And it's like, well, I still got this name or I'm still with this person. So
yeah.
Their husband gonna sign a birth certificate.
Or even, yes.
And you know for a fact that, no, it's not. Y'all ain't even been together for the last 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm.
You were in a relationship with somebody else just because you still got the marriage
arranged
title.
Marriages.
Look, it's just a lot of stuff I didn't see growing up that's fucked up. It's like, like you giving your kid this, your husband's last name because you technically still married.
Mm-hmm.
But you haven't even been with this person for like 5 years.
Oh, yeah. That happens all the time. You know, I used to work my old job. I used to work and I used to do birth certificates and I almost every single day it was somebody who married somebody else. You know, the law is whoever you married to, if you have any kids during that time, shit, I'm a product of that. My last name, my maiden last name, has nothing to do with me. And it was only because my grandma was still married when she had my mom. So she had to give the baby, she had to give my mom the last name of her husband, which has nothing to do with my mom. And then my mom gave me that last name when I was born. And so with a couple of my cousins, it's like a slew of us that has that last name and has nothing to do with us. So is that happens all the time. And it's only because people get married and they get married. I don't know if it's out of, you know, because you in the moment, like, a lot of people don't take marriage as serious as some other people takes it. And some people think of it as a religious type of thing. Or some people think it as, oh, that's my girl. I'm about to propose to her. We only been together this
week. And that's like, I'm from the complete opposite spectrum. Because, like, my last name, like, I got my dad's last name, of course. But my dad and his, my dad, like, his mom and dad was married at a point.
Yeah.
Like, and then it's like, I got other relatives that were like, my grandma's maiden name, you know, they passed that along too because, like, they was, that's their name. Like, I know I got certain relatives that really actually got married that were like, yeah, this is your name. But then you got married. Like, I know the complete, you know, the complete opposite of what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, like the marriages was actually took a more of a serious role. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then I think like, my granny, she been married a few times.
And then it's like to the point to where like they actually, I mean, actually, you can say I can know where a situation where I do got, you know, a certain relative to where like they got the last name that their mom was married to, but their dad was different. But then again, the same day, like, we actually kind of took the lineage of that name because that name is still our name. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day.
Yep. So, like, even, like, before I got your last name, like, people always be like, oh, are you related to such and such? Are you related? I'm like, shit, I don't know. Probably not.
This is awkward that my family is kind of all related even on both ends.
Yeah. So, I do want to hear some feedback. It's okay to send us feedback, people.
Well, maybe if you sent out, maybe if you was more regular on the podcast.
Well, I have been. This is like the third week in a row.
Oh, the third week of what? 2020?
Yeah.
And it's January still, huh?
Yes, and it's 3 weeks that we did podcast.
Actually,
so now
it's February, actually.
Okay, well, we started in the middle of January, so I literally been doing whatever. Shut the fuck up. Anyways,
maybe we get on your
feedback.
Shit, get on your shit. Let's go. Don't look at me like that.
Feedback is welcome. Let us know what you guys think about this topic. If you have the Anchor app, you can actually call in and we can play it on the show if you like. No Filter, the podcast. That's No Filter, THEE podcast at gmail.com or No Filter Pod on Instagram. Yeah, let us know any marriage stories or even your feelings towards marriage.
Or even just let us know. Like, just give us advice on the podcast. Let us know what you think.
Yes, let us know. And you know what else? People don't get married because of income. Like, some people won't get married because, like, let's say you got a woman or a man who got, like, a bunch of kids and they got to pay child support. And some people won't get married just because, like, they like, fuck no, because you got all these rearages and child support. Like, I have a friend whose parents been together for almost 20 years and they will not get married because he got rearages and child support.
But then again, like, I know people that get married because they want that security of the other person.
90-day fiance.
Not even
or that. They need a passport. I mean, not a passport.
I'm talking about real life. Like, not TV show shit. Like, I know motherfuckers that get, like, I've known motherfuckers, like, not personally known, but situations where people that were like, they ended up getting married because the security of the other person.
Hugh Hefner. Wasn't his wife like 60 years younger than him?
I mean, that don't count because he had a bunch of wives like that was younger than
him. Right, but obviously somebody's got to get the dough. But when he
But it's people that's like, I think his kids got money. Like, his kids got that. Like, I don't think none of his ex-wives got shit for real. But
shit, I ain't sucking no old ass dick if I ain't getting the money.
But
somebody, they got something.
But yeah, like, it's people like regular people that's like, they marry somebody for security because they know they got, like, the husband that got, like, a good, either had a good government job or was a military person something like that. Like, people know, like,
they do that a lot over there, too.
It's a lot of older, not over there, like, it's a lot of,
I mean, not over there, they do that a lot. Like, in
especially in this area, the Middle East, in the United States, like the Midwest of the United States, like, it's a lot of older women that stuck towards people because, you know, Ohio, you in the Akron, Cleveland area, you got that Goodyear Firestone type shit. You in Michigan, you in Detroit and shit, you had that good Chrysler Ford pension and shit, like, like, and around this area, it's a lot of motherfuckers that got married just because of that security of what that man had, and they know at the end of the, at, like, you know, when they gone, they can get that security.
Yeah, I forgot about that, because they do that a lot in the service, where they're like, fuck it, we can get, because don't, when they get married, they get more money too, anyways.
I'm not 100% sure, when I know, like, it's a lot of women.
There's
like,
a few people in my timeline that just stay married.
It's not even that. It's, like, people, like, you know, if, like, you know, you could have got married in, like, the 60s and 70s. And if you, in certain ways, it depends on how it worked. But back then, like, you could, if you got married, you got, like, a decent, like, a little bit bump in your percentage. But then again, like, your pension is based on, like, your last 5 or 6 years or some shit like that.
That makes sense, because there's people in my timeline who are in the service and they stay married. I'm not even playing. Like, back to back to back.
Yeah. But there ought to be, it's so much stuff that factor into a pension. And there's some people that we're like, you know, like, certain people is not going to make it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they're not going to make it. So you get 60, 70,
well, yeah, and husband
died. And
they gotta, like, do what they gotta do, because
you get
their
whole pension. Like, you get their whole pension. You get all that money.
Because them veterans, they don't get a goddamn thing after they done.
It's not. It depends on a lot of shit. They're actually doing a lot. It's doing a lot better. That can be a whole completely different podcast with veterans and healthcare and all that shit. Like,
we should get a veteran in here.
Honestly, I think if you was a veteran and you served at least your four or five years, however long it is, like, you shouldn't
have to. Do they have to pay for health care?
I don't know how it works.
They shouldn't have to pay for shit.
They shouldn't have to. Like, if you go to war and fight, like, you should come back and not have to pay shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even think you should pay taxes. You shouldn't have to worry about health care. You shouldn't have to worry about a place to stay. Like,
at least those three things.
Yeah, like, honestly, I was.
All they get is discounts at Walmart.
With my job, I kind of talk to a lot of people, and I'm talking to, like, a lot of people that said they was veterans and all that. Honestly, I don't know how their story is 100% true or not, but literally, I talked to somebody today, and this shit kind of, like, it kind of hit me, like, because he said, you know, he was a sergeant, he introduced himself to me. He introduced himself to me as his whole rank and shit, like, and I'm like, okay, but then we kept talking a little bit more, and then he would, that's something he would repeat. And then as we were talking, you know, he said, you know, he an amputee, he going through certain shit, like, and he a veteran, he said it specifically, like, he a combat veteran, he an amputee, he had such and such amputated, you know, and sometimes he not right, I take 22 pills a day. Oof. So I'm still trying to figure, you know, he like, so I may have done this, I may have not, I don't know. And it threw me off because he was so on point. And then after, like, the 6 minute, it was like he was repeating himself. Mm. And then he was like, I don't remember this or I don't remember that. And it's like,
that's sad.
You just told me this.
That's sad.
Like, and then, like, little other shit, he was like, yeah, I'm such and such sergeant, I'm a combat veteran of such and such, you know, I take 22 pills a day, I can't use such and such, or I can't use that, I'm like, and it's like, all right, you know, I'm still trying to go through this situation and talking to this person, then we get to another point, and then we get something resolved, and then he went right back to that, and it's like, yeah, like, this ain't okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he not fucking with me. He not playing. Like, he on point. And then he went right back down.
Hmm.
And you can tell that we're like, yeah, that wasn't no bullshit.
Yeah.
Yo, that can
That's
be,
sad.
That can be a completely different podcast in the day. There ain't no way a fucking a combat veteran should be talking to me like that.
Mm. Well, if y'all want to get in on the conversation, No Filter The Podcast, No Filter THEE Podcast at gmail.com. Anchor app. If you have the Anchor app, you could actually call in and we could play your response on the show if you like. You got anything else to add?
No, I'm through, man. That kind of fucked me up.
Okay. Yeah, so thanks for listening. Let us know what you think. All feedback is welcome. So we thank you guys, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Peace.
Okay, so we reached the end of the show.
please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at nofilterpod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. You can also make your own podcast too if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.